The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm an avid reader, and I came across this amazing article that explained why I love cleaning house so much. Happy Friday's Eve. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show from the T-Mobile studios. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I got to hear this because you're not usually not in a good mood when you're cleaning. So
Automatic, that's the reason. So normally when I start cleaning, something is frustrating me. Not just the house being dirty and not nobody picking up, but cleaning gives you dopamine. When you're done, your brain experiences a high and a sense of happiness because everything was a mess, whatever's going on. And then you look and you feel a sense of accomplishment. So when I'm frustrated or angry, guess what? I automatically go to cleaning because it's a sense of peace when I'm done.
This sounds like one of those runner high situations.
It is. I've never experienced that, though.
I've never experienced this or that. So it's a new beginning for me.
You don't feel good after you clean, Anthony? You don't feel good?
Not really. I feel good when I walk in and it's already clean. That's a great feeling.
Oh, that's the best feeling.
I really appreciate my wife.
I was going to say either a maid or a wife, Automatic.
But this explains a lot for me because anytime I'm frustrated, I want to vacuum. I don't know why, but it's always been that way. Yeah.
All right. Well, now you opened up a different thing for me because I will say I am a believer, though, if I'm feeling scattered, stressed, or something like that, the first thing I look around is notice is like my place is dirty.
You got to straighten everything out, right?
Straighten it out. Yeah. So I do.
It's a reflection of your emotions.
There it is. But have you ever been on the flip side and just been too drained to do anything?
Never. Anthony A., never.
And she'll sit there at the sink and do those dishes and complain the entire time.
But I feel accomplished, happy with the dopamine after. Automatic, you're silly. I want to get to National Day, but first I got to share this other part. 60% of kids, according to a 40-year study done by Yale, do better if they're assigned chores.
Oh, that makes sense. I'm saying this
because somebody might be listening that their kid doesn't like to do things. Do your chores. It's good for you. You'll be more successful.
There it is.
National Day, Anthony A.
First and foremost, we got to start by wishing the National Guard a 388th birthday. It is a National Guard birthday.
Thank you for your service.
Yes, sir. And we also have National Cocoa Day for my hot cocoa lovers out there, which I love some good hot cocoa.
Listen to that. The programming of Disney made me think of the movie first.
Oh,
you thought cocoa first? Fat Dana, Big Dana made me think of the drink with extra marshmallows, okay?
And let's go ahead and wrap it up with Friday the 13th.
Ooh. Oh my gosh, and it is the time of year that
I should have stayed in bed.
Why, Automatic?
Because I'm super superstitious.
Hmm? You're not a little stitious?
I'm not a little stitious. I'm a lot stitious.
Oh.
What's your biggest thing?
I'm like from the simple stuff for the step out of crack and you'll break your mama's back to this weird number of I think I have number sequences.
Oh, you have
the
numbers.
Way words are laid out.
I think that's called OCD. Not superstitions. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We don't drink alcohol at our home at all. For me personally, it's not just something that I can do.
Me neither. It's something I can't handle, so we don't do it.
And that's why I married DJ Automatic. No, that's not why I married DJ Automatic. Earlier, we had a down of the DM with Clarissa and Andrew, and Clarissa hit us up because Andrew is somebody who had some problems with drinking.
Just tell me why you're lying. You don't need to. I can help you.
Help me?
Andrew, this is Dana from the Dana Cortez Show, and Clarissa knew you were lying. She's committed to you. What are you doing?
How many people are on the phone right now?
I had them call you because I knew you were lying.
This is the dumbest thing you've ever done.
Andrew, she just wants to help you.
Oh,
she's
he's gone.
They are separated right now, but they are talking. He is back in treatment, and they are going to spend the holidays together. I believe Andrew can do it. I believe that if he's trying, they can try to work things out. Now, if he wasn't going to try, if he's just like, this is what it is, girl, I'd be like, Clarissa, let him go.
Which is a key message in everything, too.
Yeah.
In my experience throughout life, it's when it comes to something like this, it's up to the person who wants to change.
Bingo,
the people around
Anthony.
Them and the nest around them can influence them all they want, but it's up to that individual to want to stand up and say, I'm going to make a change and live my life differently.
And Andrew did tell Clarissa, I'm sorry, it's very hard, but I'm going to try to do this. He promised no drinking during the holidays. And for me personally, I'm just not a good drinker. I'm not... Everybody laughs here. It's true, though. I can't handle it. I know my limits. So we just prefer not to do it. Also, I don't want to expose it to my children.
Oh,
that was the biggest thing, because it was something in my family that kind of was a bad thing, right? Nobody could handle it. There were a lot of...
We don't want to continue the cycle.
Thank you, DJ Automatic. And we've stopped the cycle. I'm not going to sit here and say, I never drink, because I do. I'll sip a little bit of champagne at a party, you know, 3 or 4 times a year, but I'm not going to... party and be crazy. I mean, I've fallen off a stage before. Okay.
Yeah. it's always an episode every time Dana does more than a sip of champagne.
We got a call from Maria, who was listening to the Down in the DM, and she wanted to talk about this.
I, like you, come from a home life of complete addiction, and pretty much everyone in both sides of my family has an addiction problem, but I don't think there's anything anyone can do positively or negative for the addict. They have to be able to do it for themselves. So whether you enable them or whether you leave them, what's going to happen is going to happen. So she can stay by his side and support him and not enable him, or she can leave him, but either way, he's going to do what he's going to do.
And they don't have to be together under the same roof for her to support him. He needs to get right with himself, and then maybe they come back together as a couple and be strong together. But because the suffering that she'll endure, I don't think that that's fair for her.
It's not. I was married to an alcoholic for 23 years. He's still an alcoholic after I left him for 10 years.
Oh, Maria.
My son died of a drug overdose, and we had cut him off. We had told him, you know, we're not going to help you financially. You can't live here. And he still died of a drug overdose on his own.
There's only so much you can do. And I'm sorry for your loss. I'm sure you did everything you can. But in the end, you know that you tried and it was up to him.
Absolutely. And that's whether a person is a young adult, an older adult, someone who's aware, someone who admits they're an addict. They have to want it.
Maria, thank you for sharing your story. And thank you for listening, Mama. I really appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, happy holidays, Mama. Bye.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Anything you ever want to talk about, we're open. You can call us 24/7. Seriously, 877-730-DCS1, or shoot us a text.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Love and Hip Hop couple Papoose and Remy Ma are having issues, and it's all in a timeline. Let's talk about it now. But first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Jamie Foxx celebrating his birthday, young homie Maddox celebrating his birthday as well, too, and the one, the only, Taylor Swift celebrating her birthday.
Bow down. You know what I'm saying? Right there. Bow down. All right, so Papoose and Remy Ma are getting messy. They've split. Papoose accuses Remy Ma of having always been unfaithful.
Ooh.
She claps back and says, sir, you are cheating on me with boxer Clarissa Shields.
Ooh.
And the whole thing is popping off on a timeline, and I don't know who to believe.
Man.
I really don't know who to believe.
I'm going to go ahead and believe Papoose because he's a man. But
of course you are, DJ Automatic. I'm not shocked.
And the other thing, reason I'm going to believe him is because he's the one who asked for the divorce and she doesn't want to give it to him.
Oh.
Well, she doesn't want to give it to him because they're married. They've been married forever. He stood by her side when she was locked up. They also have a child together. Maybe she really loves this man. Maybe he's not telling the truth.
Well, her battle rapper boyfriend stepped up and is like, hey, bro, we want to talk. So, like, now her current boyfriend and her husband want to get together and have a little back and forth.
They just want to put out a record, Anthony. You don't know what's going down.
That could
just be a mixtape or something.
Either way, nobody's trying to fight Clarissa Shields. That's all I know. Take care of that one, dog.
You think she's taking them all out?
Oh, she'll knock all three of them out.
All right, are you down with getting messy on the timeline with your person?
Mm-mm.
You know that couple.
Well,
in a relationship
Clarissa
one
Shields,
week.
Then I'll say everything.
Anthony, you're
putting it on. She's got your back.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You know how way early this morning I told you guys that cleaning is good for the brain? The reason you feel good after is because it gives you a kick of dopamine? Physically, you feel happier after you clean. Children who are assigned chores, 60% of which are more successful in life because they feel like they want to start something and finish it for the dopamine high.
40%, right?
Yeah.
40% ain't doing nothing.
They said, F those chores.
This ain't who I am.
This is why I don't want a real Christmas tree. I do enough cleaning. I'm already happy enough. Every time we've had a real Christmas tree, those little needles fall everywhere.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm cleaning 24/7. Nobody needs that much happiness
in their
life.
First of all, let's establish that I put up the Christmas tree by myself.
You did, Automatic.
And Dana is so Mexican that we have a white Christmas tree.
We sure do. That was a tradition in my house. I thought it was a thing.
A white Christmas tree?
Yes.
I've never had one.
Oh,
we can
go deep in that conversation, but I'm not going there.
I did have the fake Christmas trees growing up, though. We always had the fake Christmas trees.
I thought
up.
That was everybody. Yeah. Automatic said they didn't get a fake tree till you were in high school, right?
No, we got a fake tree once my mom saw that you thought it was okay to have a fake tree.
Oh, nice.
Dana, oh.
We had real trees up until 10, 15 years ago whenever we got married.
Well, that doesn't make any sense to me. Who would water that tree?
First of all, let's establish this. If we even had Christmas at my house, because my parents a lot of the time would leave to Jamaica by themselves and leave my brothers and sister.
Talk about goals.
At the house.
Wait, you and your siblings would stay home for Christmas.
And they would go to Jamaica.
Nice, dude.
Nice for who?
For the parents. I've never wanted to be some people more than that.
Shout out to Denny's. Yeah, we had a lot of Denny's Christmases.
That seems like a cool way to raise kids. You just leave them. That's what's up.
That's why we're all super independent.
So you think it was
a
good
thing? And my sister's a therapist.
It's usually the therapists that have the most issues, I swear.
Like I said, they were in Jamaica. We were at Denny's.
Which goes all the way back to we started this conversation when I shared the study that Yale did over 40 years. Kids who have chores are more successful. Every one of you and your siblings successful because your parents abandoned you during Christmas.
There it is. Great parenting.
Well, that's what we'll call it.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.